Chapter 3. He will give you understanding. The first thing the Holy Spirit will do in your life when He comes to dwell in you is to give you understanding. This understanding helps you receive the message of Jesus Christ. It helps you receive God's word into your spirit. Then you won't be like people who are always asking such silly questions as, how could Jesus have been born of a virgin? Or how can you say that God raised Jesus from the dead? You no longer ask such questions because you just understand it. You simply believe Jesus was born of a virgin and was raised from the dead because the Holy Spirit has helped you understand it. In John chapter 15, verse 26, Jesus said, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. The Holy Spirit testifies of the Lord Jesus and helps you easily believe the gospel. He gives you an understanding mind. In John chapter 20, verse 22, the Bible tells us that after his resurrection, Jesus stood before his disciples and breathed on them. Another version says he blew on them. And when he did that, he said, receive the Holy Spirit. Luke chapter 24, verse 45 fills us in with more details of what transpired. It lets us know that after he had said that, he opened their understanding. That's exactly what happened when he blew on them. The Holy Spirit came upon them and opened their understanding so they could receive the word of God and understand it. Job chapter 32, verse 8, Amplified says, but there is a vital force, a spirit of intelligence in man, and the breath of the Almighty gives men understanding. When the Holy Spirit comes into your life, he gives you understanding so you're no longer in the dark about God's word. Every time you hear the word of God or study the Bible, you'll understand, because the Holy Spirit has given you understanding. Now, not only do you understand the word of God, no matter where you are, where you go or what you do, you'll have an understanding mind and heart. Do you remember the prayer of Solomon when he became king of Israel? The Bible says God spoke to him in a dream and asked him, Solomon, what do you want me to do for you? Solomon answered and said, O God, give me wisdom and an understanding heart. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 9. You see, he asked God for wisdom and understanding. Now in the New Covenant, when you receive the Holy Spirit, you automatically receive understanding. The Holy Spirit is the secret of understanding. Hallelujah.